that night in the Tarawih Salah, the 22nd Juz, the 22nd Farah will be was recited. Salah will be doing a slight summary of the night before whatever the Farah was recited, some aspects regarding the Tarawih Salah. The first surah was Surah Al-Ahzab, which started in the 21st Farah. And the ulama say that two main themes are found in this surah. The one thing is theme which is found in the surah is that in life you will have many barriers to following a person's deen, but a person must remain steadfast on his deen. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you were fearing him before. Wa la tuti'i al-kafirina wal-munafiqin, never ever follow the kuffar and disbelievers, never follow the hypocrites. And wattabi' ma yuha ilayka min rabbik, the wahy and revelation which has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow that. The kuffar, the scientists, the doctors, and all of these people will have all many different kinds of theories and different kinds of ideologies, etc. But do not follow them. Because Allah is full of knowledge and Allah is full of wisdom. So follow wahy and revelation which has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is fully aware exactly of what actions a person is doing. And with the wakkala ala Allah, a person will make you frightened, create fear in a person's heart. But you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kafa billahi wakila. Allah is sufficient. As a wakil, a person will take care of all our matters. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will look after us. So keep your full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to go against the people, the society. There were many customs which the people were following, the Arab people, and people who were coming to the fold of Islam also, the customs were common amongst them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to speak against those customs. So it was very difficult, and especially when it comes to like marriage customs, certain customs of adoption, etc. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to speak about those matters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when sometimes the kuffar are a barrier to a person's deen, and here the whole jamaat of kuffar, 10,000 to 15,000 people in the battle of Ahzab, the battle of the trench, they came against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what an examination it was. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained steadfast at that time. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a beautiful example of his steadfastness at the time of difficulty of conditions which came upon the Muslim Ummah. The hypocrites at that time, they were completely shaken also. Allah Ta'ala says, even the believers also, they went through halat and difficulties. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. They were tested. They were, the believers were tested and they were made to shake very, very severely. And the munafiqs and hypocrites at that time said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah and His Rasul have only promised you people deception. They have spoken lies to us. But anyhow, the people of Iman remain steadfast. And so Allah Ta'ala says in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful example there is in his steadfastness. And it has a general meaning also. In every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life we follow. This is the best example. But for who? For a person whose object of life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah. And he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance for him. The only life will be the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he will follow. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about family members at home. At times also they have become a barrier to a person and they prevent a person from following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One test came in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to live a life of poverty and his wife, they wanted a bit, not of dunya, there was no like question of dunya, but just a bit of extra. They were living very difficult lives. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a choice. Allah Ta'ala sent ayat of the Quran Sharif down that if you people want this dunya, then I will give you talaq. You can separate yourself from me and then you can, whatever of dunya you want, you can get. But if you want Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then prepare yourself to live the life like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is living, of complete poverty. And anyhow, all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time there were 9 wives, all of them accepted that we will accept Allah and His Rasul and we give them preference to anybody else. And we are prepared to live a life of poverty, but we will never leave the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain commands to the Azwaji Mutahharat, to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are commands for all the women till the day of Qiyamah also, the qualities of taqwa. The first quality Allah ta'ala mentions is, فَلَا تَخَضَعَنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Look after your voices. Do not just speak in a soft, in a seductive voice. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi says it was impossible for the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak in a seductive voice. Here it means a woman when she's speaking to another man out of necessity, as far as possible she shouldn't speak to another man. But when there is a necessity, then she must, her normal voice also, she must try and change her normal voice. Otherwise the person in whose heart there is a sickness of lust, men, they will start having desires and thoughts about that woman. So she must be very careful regarding her voice. That is why also, for example, women cannot make imam, they cannot give adhan. There are many laws regarding them. So similarly, just for women to speak, for men just to listen to women's voices, whether it's on a radio station, etc., this has an effect upon a person's heart. It causes harm to a spiritual harm to a person. A person should abstain completely from all of this here. Similarly, males teaching females, females teaching males. That's also, it's very harmful. Wakabiru completely against it. Ulama have written against it also, that women should teach a woman and the males to teach males. There is no need for males to teach females and females to teach males. This also leads to many, many fitnas and evils. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the second command is, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. A woman, stay in your houses. That is the original place for a woman, to stay within her houses. If she is forced to leave her house for certain reasons, a shari'i reason, permissible reason, then in the end of the surah, Allah mentions the masail of hijab. They tell your wives and your daughters and all the Muslim women that if they are leaving their homes, then they must lower upon themselves their jilbab, covering, so that their whole face is covered. ذَلِكَ أَذْنَا يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. So people will recognize you as a honorable person, as a good person, and they won't cause harm to a person. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given this only for our benefit, so that no harm comes to our Muslim women, and they are protected, they are recognized as honorable women. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the third command is, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. She should not expose herself, like how the people in Jahiliyyat al-Ula used to expose themselves. And yeah, we might have mentioned this before also, three meanings the ulama have given. One meaning is that a woman must cover herself completely. She must make sure the whole part of her satr, the whole body is completely covered. If a woman has to ever leave the house also, number one. Number two, the clothing must not be, it must not be like, for example, her hair is left open, or her arms are left open, or her legs are left open. The whole body must be covered. Number two, she should not wear see-through clothing. The clothing should be thick. The skin should not be able to be seen through. Like today's time, we get many of these materials which a person can see through. And the third meaning is that the clothing also must not be tight-fitting on the body, but it should be loose. Today, unfortunately, many of the cloaks also are very tight-fitted on the body. A person can actually see the whole shape of the body. This defeats the whole purpose of the cloak. The object of the cloak was to conceal a woman completely. So no one was even recognized. She's a fat woman, she's a thin woman, etc. So this is the... she should not expose herself like how the woman in childhood used to do. And she should perform salah, give her zakat, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the matters. And she should have ta'aleem in her houses. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Have ta'aleem of Quran, of the books, of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how we have fazail amal, the masail of deen, etc. Have ta'aleem in our homes. These are like the nisab Allah Ta'ala has mentioned for women. And the whole object of this is لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ وَرِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah wants to purify His bandas and servants, all the women folk. Allah Ta'ala wants to purify them. So anyhow, Allah has mentioned this in great detail. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given any command, then nobody has got any choice in the matter. They must 100% obey the matter of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great virtue of dhikr. When a person will make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one benefit is, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah will send a special mercy upon you people, and the angels will make special dua for a person. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. It will take a person out of darknesses towards light. And there are many darknesses which a person has got. The first darkness is of kufr. When a person will make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he will come out of kufr and his iman will increase. He will become stronger and stronger. The next level is min al-jahali ila al-ilm. A person will come out from jahalat and ignorance towards knowledge. A person is in jahalat, he thinks dunya is everything, and the real knowledge is the knowledge of akhirat. As a person continues making a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he comes out of the darkness of jahalat. Reality starts opening up to a person. He starts seeing the reality in the world. And the third thing is min zulmatil ma'asi ila nuri li'ta'ah. A person comes out of the darknesses of sin, and he comes into the nur and the light of itaat and obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must continue making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's special mercy comes down upon a person. Morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala refers to سَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And a person will get this great benefit in this world. And in the year after, Allah Ta'ala تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ وَسَلَامٌ. The day when Allah Ta'ala, when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make greet a person with salam, safety, and in this world there is difficulties, but in the year after only safety. And Allah has kept a very, very great reward for the people of taqwa and piety. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of the ranks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very high rank and position Allah has given him. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned certain laws which are exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He starts with Allah and His angels, they are continuously singing durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a high rank we have given him. So, O people of Iman, you also send salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a great action that even Allah and the angels are engaged in this action. So, O people of Iman, you also to a greater extent the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over you are extremely great. So you send durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inna alladhina yu'dhuna Allah wa rasulahu, those who cause taklif and difficulty to Allah and His Rasul, Allah will curse them in this world and in the year after. And Allah has prepared for them a very severe punishment. So we should not cause any harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala, one meaning which the ulama have given is that nazalat fil musawwirin, that this ayat was revealed regarding those people who take photos, that they are actually causing taklif, difficulty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's curse is upon them in this world and the year after. So Allah protect us. All types of photography a person should abstain completely from, besides inanimate objects is permissible, but any inanimate objects of human beings, of animals, etc., a person should stay completely far away from it. And the many warnings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah has cursed those people who take photos. And أَشْتَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُسَوِّرُونَ, the people who will be the most severely punished on the day of Qiyamah, those who make photographs, who make photos. So a person should completely stay away from that. Allah give us tawfiq. In the end of the surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O people of Iman, do not cause harm, do not be like those people who caused harm to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they fell into great difficulties. And Allah has given us an amanat and trust in this world, the trust of Sharia. A person must follow it, hold firm onto it. The rewards are very, very great in the year after which Allah has kept for them. The next surah is Surah Sabah. In Surah Sabah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about akhirat, about the life of the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are two groups of people. The first group of people are those people who have got the quality of shukr within themselves. They are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives the example of Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah ta'ala told them, I'mal wa ala Dawud shukra. O family of Dawud, do the amal of shukr. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ اشْتَكُرُ, very few of my servants have got this quality of shukr within themselves. They are grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has got this quality of thankfulness, then Allah blesses a person with great abundance, even in this world also, and Allah blesses a person in the year after. On the other hand, there were those people who were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Qawm of Sabah, the nation. They were very, very wealthy people, and what bounties Allah had given them. Allah mentions what gardens they had on the right-hand side, left-hand side, the dams Allah had given to them. And they were told, كُلُوا مِ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, eat what Allah has given you and make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is shukr verbally, with your tongue, we acknowledge it. One is with the heart, we've got your conviction that Allah is the one who has given us His bounty. And one is with our limbs, whatever ni'mat and bounty Allah has given us, utilize it in the correct way. So they were told, and they were said that you will make mistakes, but رَبٌّ غَفُورٌ, Allah is very forgiving, Allah will forgive you if you will make tawbah. But these people turned away, and eventually Allah ta'ala, whatever bounties Allah had granted to them, it was completely taken away. All the beautiful gardens, it became completely desolate. It was completely destroyed. Allah Ta'ala destroyed the dams, whatever they had got. Similarly, Allah made it very easy for them to travel on the roads. But these people also were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they actually made baddua that, oh Allah, make our roads longer, further. They caused harm to themselves. So because of this, Allah Ta'ala said that وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ, we completely destroyed them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثٍ, the rest became stories. Fables, now people started speaking about them. They did not make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the quality of shukr is a very great quality, very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite, na shukri, to be ungrateful, ingratitude, that is extremely despised and hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala protect and save us from this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah, what will happen, and the people will be fighting in the fire of Jahannam. There will be those people who were regarded as weak in this world, and they had all of the people who they followed in life, astagbaru. People were regarded as great, whether it was film actors, whether it was movie stars, whether it was whoever, they were heroes. These are our heroes. Then the people in Jahannam will say, if it wasn't for you people, we would have accepted the Iman. We would have been believers, but we followed you people. You are our leaders. We thought you people are successful people. Then the people who are regarded as big in the world, they will tell those people that the Hidayat came to you people, guidance came to you people. Did we prevent you from it? We never prevented you. You people were evil from your own side. We just gave encouragement, and people who wanted to follow us, we never put a gun to your head. Then the people who were regarded as low will tell them, فَالْمَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, no, but actually you people made plans day and night. You commanded us to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You came on the television or in the magazines, in the books, and you commanded us, and you people encouraged us to go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, these people will be having fights in Jahannam while they are being punished. You can imagine how when a person is fighting, how upset he feels. This is another punishment of the people of Jahannam. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in great detail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come, and they did not ask for any wealth. They did not ask you, مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ, my reward is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have just come to give you the message of the akhirah, the life of the year after. You people must prepare for that. The next surah is Surah Fatir. In there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this surah he mentions about in Sabah, about Qiyamah, about the life of the year after. But in the next surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there is no excuse for a person because we have sent many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we send wahi and revelation, what in what times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, so that people must take benefit. Allah ta'ala is the one, ja'il al-malaikati rusulan uli ajnihati matna wa thulatha wa ruba. Allah has sent down the angels who has got wings, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. Great power they have got. They have come down with wahi and revelation. Ya ayyuhan nas, uthkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you people. Think about it. Ponder about it. Speak about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great benefit of speaking about the favors of Allah ta'ala, a person will appreciate it and he will become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah will be created when a person will remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inna wa'adallahi haqqun, O people, remember the promise of Allah ta'ala is true. Let not this worldly life deceive you. A person becomes deceived by this worldly life. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And let not the big deceiver deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The big deceiver is shaitan. And shaitan says, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Don't worry, you can do your gunas and sins now. You can always change later on in life. Or don't worry, akhirat is not a reality. It's not the truth. So in this way, shaitan deceives the person. Allah says, remember, shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوَا. Take him as your enemy, regard him as your enemy. He is only calling his jamaat in his group so that they must be amongst the people of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. A person wants honor, the only honor is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The control of honor is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you seek honor by anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will disgrace you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, we are a nation, we were the most dalil of people, lowest of people. Allah gave us honor through Islam. If we have to choose any other path besides Islam, لَأَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. Allah will disgrace us, Allah will bring us down. And that is why the whole Muslim world today is in disgrace, because we have chosen everybody else besides the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, O ya ayyuha an-nasu antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, remember, every one of you are muhtaj, in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are beggars, and you are registered beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyu al-hamid. Allah is completely independent. He doesn't need you people. And Allah ta'ala is full of praises. Even if you don't praise Him, Allah is full of praises. Whatever you do, if Allah wants to, He can take you people away and He can bring a new creation. Allah is not in need of you people, you are in need of Allah ta'ala. So become a true servant and bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. A person must look at all of these signs and take lesson and see the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be certain people in the fire of Jahannam and they will be screaming, Oh Allah ta'ala, take us out now. Now we will do good actions. We won't go back to the old lifestyle which we had. Allah ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمَا تَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ. Didn't we give you enough life? So much of life in which a person could take lesson. Allah gave a person, some ulama say, till he became baligh, 15 years of his life he gave him. So he can ponder and think, now I got enough to start training my life, I have to be a good person now. So Allah gave you so much of life. Some ulama say it means the age of 40. When a person reaches the age of 40, if now he doesn't change, then there is no, that means that person now can't understand. At the age of 40, there's so many people of my friends are passing away. The person is supposed to have taken lesson. Some ulama say, meet the age of 60. Ulama write that the people in the past, once they reach the age of 40 or they reach the age of 60, they will actually fill up the bistars and the bedding now, go to the masjid and they dedicate their life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now my life is coming to an end. The average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70. Very few people will pass that age. So once a person is at least only reaches 60 now, his whole life must be devoted towards the akhirat. Allah give us true understanding. And Allah says, وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. Many warners have come to you, people. The ulama write, what were the warners? The first warner was the Quran Sharif came to you. Then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warning you about akhirat, preparing a person for the year after. Then the ulama who are giving bayans, they are encouraging the people. These are warners. The tabligh jamaat which comes door to door to people, encouraging people, come to the masjid, come to Allah ta'ala. Allah has sent them to your houses actually. These are also warners. Ulama say another warner is old age, white hairs. When a person sees the white hair coming out, this is a warner for a person. Now your life is coming to an end already. Take lesson now. Your white hairs are coming out. It's the time for the akhirat is very close. And some ulama say the warner which Allah has given us, Mawtul Aqran. Your friends, your people of your age who are passing away. Suddenly you see a person is younger than me. He passed away. This is a great warner. If you can't take lesson by that, one person, he asked somebody for nasihat, one buzruk for nasihat. The buzruk asked him, is your father alive? He said, no, my father passed away. He said, a person who can't take lesson by the death of his father, if my father passed away, tomorrow is my turn, then you'll never take any lesson from anybody else. So Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq that these warners have come to us. The person who will have no excuse on the day of Qiyamah, the person must prepare for himself, become a true, grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay away from ungratefulness. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.